But as for you, man of God, shun all this. Aim at righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, I charge you to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this will be made manifest at the proper time by the blessed and only Sovereign, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who alone has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no man has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Throughout the sacred scriptures, there is many lessons about the reality of eternal life. This warning about the possibility of eternal loss and the call to eternal reward in the kingdom of heaven. Many of the parables of the Lord Jesus reference these stark realities. The book of Revelation has some dramatic imagery about this, about heaven and about hell. And we don't often think about these realities. First of all, we just only think about this life. We get caught up in our business, our plans for this life, and it's almost quite difficult for us to think about eternity. With regard to the idea of eternal reward or eternal loss, in a way, we almost reduce that to this world only. We consider reward to be everything going well in our life and everything going our way, and loss seems to be when we lose everything and everything is frustrating and painful. But the scriptures call us to think about eternity and to make sure that we are on the right course. Sometimes, however, thinking about the reality of eternal reward or eternal loss can be very difficult, sometimes even frightening. But you know, in this letter that I read to you from the Apostle Paul to Timothy, he has some lessons in here that can really help us to live for eternal life, to live for heaven in a way that will help us to have a sense of peace and a sense of happiness about it. So if you look at this letter from St. Paul, he tells us to aim at righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. And he says this is the way to take hold of the eternal life to which we were called. So to live for eternal life and to live for eternal reward in heaven, we should try to aim at these things that this letter calls us to. Righteousness. Righteousness means that we've got to turn away from sin. We have to avoid sin. And if we have sin, we have to confess to it and repent of it and turn back to the way of God. Godliness is another word for devotion or holiness. It's when we live our faith. It's when we have a life of prayer. Prayer is very necessary for a life of godliness and holiness. And then he says we got to work with faith. Now, faith means that we believe everything that God has said and revealed. When we recite the Creed at Mass, or when we're praying the Rosary or at any other time in the day, the Creed is a summary of reality. It's a summary of the way things are. The whole Creed about, I believe in one God, I believe in Jesus and the Holy Spirit, the Church and eternal life. This is reality. Sometimes when I come to a situation that I don't quite understand how to move with things or what's going on, I'll recite the Creed very prayerfully and very slowly and meditatively. And I'll let that remind me that this is what's going on right now. This is how God knows everything to be. So we've got to have a lot of faith. It's a good idea to read the Creed and to recite it with a sense of deeply pondering what it means. Then St. Paul tells us to live by love, which means we cannot hate anyone. It means we cannot be selfish. We have to look out for the well-being and happiness of others. We have to do our small part to help others who are in some kind of difficulty. And we can do that. And then he mentions steadfastness. That's kind of like persevering on the right course. And that can require a good deal of patience on our part. This idea of patience or steadfastness is really exercised when things are not going our way. Sometimes people will tell me, "Well, Father, I need to have more patience." And I'll say, "Well, pray to God for the gift of patience. But be careful what you ask for, because God might give you a situation that really tries your patience." That's where you exercise it. It's like any kind of muscle. You have to exercise it in the face of resistance. Well, our steadfastness, our perseverance, our patience in living a life of goodness, and also expecting others to do the same, is exercised in challenging situations. And then St. Paul tells us to aim at gentleness. Now, gentleness is something that we direct toward others, but also toward ourselves. Now, if you look at the life of the Lord Jesus, there really was only one time where he seemed to have a real outburst of righteous anger. But he was in control. It was when he drove the people out of the temple area because they had turned it into a place of greed and selfishness. And he drove them out. I was once in the parish and I knew this man. He was a good man. He had this kind of fixation upon Jesus driving people out of the temple. And he felt like that was his mission, to drive people out of the church who he didn't feel were living the Catholic faith to the full. And I thought about that, and I was like, boy, if he did that, by the time he got done with his mission, he'd be the only person left in the church. You look at the whole life of Jesus, and nearly everything about him is gentleness. St. Louis de Montfort talks about this in one of his letters about eternal wisdom, and you look at how Jesus came to us. Here he is, the Son of God. He comes to us as a little baby. It's a very gentle way to bring God into this world. You look at his teaching, his miracles, his death on the cross by which he vanquished the power of evil. It's a very gentle thing. Even his resurrection, which manifests his almighty power, is revealed in a gentle way. Well, this gentleness is something we've got to work at. Our gentleness toward others and even toward ourselves. Because sometimes we can become very disappointed in ourselves. Maybe we've failed at something or we've made bad decisions in our life. And what happens is we're not gentle toward ourselves. We become our own worst enemies. We beat ourselves up and we get all tied up in a knot and discouraged and broken. You don't want to do that. You're called to be gentle toward others and toward yourself. Now, these lessons of St. Paul are things we can do. And they are the ways by which we hold onto eternal life. We hold on to heaven. And so get to work on these things in your life right now. Righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. That's where you're going to find your strength. That's where you're going to find the gift of eternal life. So brothers and sisters, in our goal for eternal life in heaven, let us think about these lessons of the Apostle Paul. And when we live these lessons, we'll realize that holding on to heaven, living for heaven, is not going to make us lose much. In fact, we're going to gain a lot. We're going to gain a much more peaceful and happy life in this world and in the life to come. Jesus has come to reveal to us the reality of eternal life. May we live for this reality by following these simple lessons of St. Paul. God bless you.